Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Matt Turner.
Thanks. Hi, everybody. Hey, Guy. Thank you. Thanks. I wasn't sure whether I was going to have to follow Mars or please stump the speaker, but now it's plumbing and it's sewage.
Easy. I'm just setting
Does the data go through the plumbing?
Hey, man.
I need that clicker.
That's your business.
Yeah, it is my business. All right, guys. Hi. So thanks, Guy. And, great tee up from really everyone. I really, Scott talking about going from not just distributing, but what are we actually doing inside? So, Guy led us off a little bit with some of this bigger vision. What if it wasn't actually the content? What if it was the data that's our most important asset? And I'm actually going to start there. Shockingly, if you know me, I'm going to talk about data. And it's something I do. What I like to do is just tell stories. So this has actually been going on for a while. So we work across not just the media industry, but a lot of publishers. And a couple years ago, this guy, who actually didn't have his beard back then, but he was a publisher in Germany, and he wrote this thing that was called the Integrated Publishing Plan. And he basically laid out that argument the guy was talking about for the publishing industry. We need to actually know what we're doing. We need to know before we plan to invest in something, we need to know what it's worth. And it's actually a totally relevant manifesto to this day. And I kind of count him as one of the first people to recognize in the media and the information business, it's actually the data. He is kind of in my hall of fame, sort of next is this guy named Shelley Palmer. Do people know Shelley in this room? I got one, yep, you guys should. New York media pundit, when something goes boom in Hollywood, he MSNBC calls him up. But he made this statement, and I'm going to just read this statement. Data rich or data poor, companies with the greatest ability to turn data into action are going to win. So there are two things about that statement. First is that he made it in 2015, so it's 4 years ago. Second is he keeps making it, and he was making this a very extreme thing, but he was trying to talk to the media industry and say, look, guys, you have Apple, you have Google, you have Facebook. Somewhere above this chart, you can't even see it, is Amazon, and they're collecting data. It doesn't matter what your revenue is, doesn't matter what your engagement is, doesn't matter what your audience is, it only matters what your data is. And he was making that point, speaking to media executives, because on this kind of chart I just drew, we're not on the chart. We're somewhere down here. And maybe we're doing a little better now, but we're still not thinking about it fundamentally. And I think that's kind of, I bring in one of my colleagues, Michelle. Michelle gave this great talk a year and a half ago in Netherlands, and he just hit it right on the head. He said, you need to industrialize your data. Everything you do, your assets, everything you talk about, your people, your process, you spend a lot of time on that. Data is the thing now. You have to industrialize it. So this kind of rogues gallery is just a couple of thoughts on this. And I want to bring back to this group. So this is my annual joke at the expense of Guy Finley. I want everybody just to be ready for that. Okay. And I think I am on target for annual. I don't think I've told it this year yet. So I get to tell it once a year. So this group's been around for 5 years. And that's really 5 years, 5 years of work. A lot has changed in that time. In fact, this was so long ago that Guy Finley had hair. And I have a picture, right, actually, he didn't. He looked exactly the same. So thank you. I'll be here all week. Thanks. Okay. So, but this group is part of this voice. The idea of smart content, the idea that the data all around the content is actually the asset from, when it's created all the way through making it. Let's start thinking about that data. We did a couple projects to experiment with capturing that data, bring it forward not just to the audience, but then how do they use it? What's the whole vision? This is one of those important voices, the idea of smart content. So, oops, I blew it. Does anybody else have a kind of tagline, something they talk about when they're talking about data? Anybody have something that they might say? Content intelligence, got one?
Data drives decisions,
that's a good one. Anybody else? Taglines, ideas. How do you say if you have a data project? How do you get started? Anybody?
Somewhere.
All right. This is a common saying people talk about. Data is. Data is the new. What? Data is the new oil. Thank you. So, I know I can usually get there within like 30 seconds with an audience. So you have heard of this. Data is the new oil. It's the new oil of the digital economy. I put this on here. See the date on that? It's the first mention I could find of it in 2014. So it's actually been around for a while. And in fact, it's such a common thing to say that when you go into the infographic side, if you search for data is the new oil infographic on images, Google Images, you find 17,800,000 results. Yeah, we don't need one. Right. Well, we're going here. And what I love about this is that this is one of my favorite pictures, right? It's like data's the new oil. You know, you just park a big thing over your data and you just start to extract it, right? Like, it's that easy, isn't it? And that's kind of what I'm going to focus on. So it isn't that data's the new oil. It's that getting the value is really, really hard. So I actually like the oil one because it's messy and it's very difficult. And it turns out we've been doing things. So this is one of my last cast of characters, a guy named Alan Morrison. He's at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and he has this whole talk track, and it's based on a book called Software Wasteland from another genius guy that I didn't put up. The way we do technology is just build layers. We've been going through the cycle of going from, okay, this is good, departmentally we have it, now we're just spinning up layer after layer after layer. The chart kind of just talks about through from the 70s to today that we just keep adding technology. And the result is on the left-hand side. Lots and lots of systems that all have their own data. They're really good for what they do, but they don't add up to this picture. And Alan and myself and other people were really starting to move towards this other picture, saying, no, what you need to do is organize and actually trust data, invest in data. And to kind of strike his point home, and to really strike this point home, he puts up this top 10 chart of the most valuable companies in the world, and 9 out of 10 of them are doing something with data, specifically creating knowledge graphs of data. And the only one that isn't is Berkshire Hathaway, and I think we can kind of forgive them for that. And some of their daughter companies are. All right, so what's going on? Well, what's going on is that chart and that reasoning on the left-hand side is the result of how we deal with data. Machines don't really understand context and data. They don't get meaning. And if you want to use data, you have to have meaning. This is a great little infographic from Cambridge Scientific. And just saying, look, if you feed a machine a piece of content, it doesn't know the picture is related to the topic. It just knows there's a picture on the page. It doesn't understand these things. And that's actually what we need to do. We need to tell the machine specifically what everything means. And that's what traditional data does. Traditional data approaches, you take a problem, and you put it in rows and columns, and you define everything for that one problem. And this is great, because then you get what you want. You get a system that describes that one problem, but it's terrible for investing in data, because you've created purpose-specific data that's only good in that one context. And rows and columns get you pretty far. Hierarchical taxonomies get you pretty far, but there's another way to do this. And that's a lot of what we've been focused on, is putting this idea of semantics into the real world, taking a look at how do you organize data to capture meaning. And linked data, semantics, those are concepts. They're underlying. They actually can maybe have been brushed aside in an AI wave, but they're actually what's underneath a lot of what we do with data, making it actionable. And this model, which is what a lot of our projects are based on, is using semantic data, using connections, using very flexible schemas, and actually taking care of that problem at the data layer. Now you can create data that's universal. You can create data that has context and meaning built into it, and that will actually get you to that picture on the right. And this is kind of what we do. So Alan had a picture of a hub with a bunch of semantically available data. We have something called an operational data hub, same idea. We take in data, and we make sure the connections are in there and actually make sure that data is actionable. And I'm gonna go really fast. But this is really happening. One of my favorite stories is the guys who do car repair. So this is in the world, it's actually information delivery. They started with the manuals, but they do everything. The manuals used to look like that, now they're online, but they do everything. They do the scheduling, the repairs, the actual parts ordering. These guys in the US, if you have a car, know everything about you. And they had the genius idea about 10 years ago to plug in the phone line to all their computers in the shops and back up all that data. And they've actually created the linking between all these different data, what car it is, where you are, what's the weather like, what's happening around you, and they can get to that point now where they can answer the car talk thing where the guy used to say, you know, hey, I have an F-150, and I'm up in Maine, and they would say, thermostat. And he's like, I didn't tell you what's wrong. Well, it turns out, you know what, if you look at the data, this is about how parts go. This is what's gonna break on your car, and you pretty much can know it. And that's an idea of taking the stuff, taking that investment in data and making it actionable, and doing it by bringing the data together. picture from our world, Sony, we did a project with Sony that about the finance side. So we're talking about smart content. Don't forget that how you sell it and where you sell it is a key aspect of the content. And we helped Sony kind of take a look at that very complex world. So there are more people in this room that know more about this than I do. Availability, rights, permissioning, and of course what you already sold. And this means it's very, very complex for anybody to understand what I can package and put in front of someone else. They had the added benefit, and I'm sorry, I know some people are taking pictures. Go ahead. I'm on the clock though. They had the added benefit of having two different ways of doing this. And so they put these two different ways together, made a single hub, and this is what they call the best screen in Hollywood. It's a dynamic query that lets them actually go in and choose and pick different variations and dynamically see the answer. You don't get this kind of flexibility and access to your content until you bring all of that context together. And again, the way it actually works is that model of data and semantics linking it together. And then I just want to tell you one more story about how this is going to save the world. So we are working with a company called Sensing Clues, and they are helping rangers in wildlife reservations in Africa better understand what's happening in the bush. Very cool thing, very good example, and they're doing it by creating a data hub of all the activity. So all the activity that's recorded, this is actually a demo, it's fake data because it turns out this data is highly secure, so I want to tie to the security stuff. All this stuff is really, really has to be secure. So if you can get their data, you could find out where the animals are, and they're doing the opposite. They're trying to understand what's impacting the actual animals in the park, and they're doing it by taking this data-centric approach. This is an example of how poachers actually use, what weapons they use, and this is an example of the fact that sometimes when animals are killed, it's just guys going into the park and making charcoal. So what I wanted to do is kind of think about this idea of smart content with you guys, and just give you a little flavor of the big picture, data's really important, and the practical picture, you can get it done. But you don't get it done by just taking the same tools, taking the same data warehouse tools, same relational databases. That's not what's going on. What's going on is people are using a different approach and saying, no, we're gonna invest in data and we're gonna invest in the right kind of data, and then putting that into action. So, what's that? Oh, there you go. Yeah, we're putting the semantics in there. So we're here, MarkLogix, as Guy mentioned, you know, we help kind of create this idea of smart content. We're here to hang out with you guys and talk about how you can put it into action. I've left probably more stories on the cutting board than I have room to talk. We're doing a lot now with taking people to the cloud. And this whole idea of putting your data together is now something we are doing as a service. Not just you can run in the cloud, but we'll run it for you. And that's a big step for us. It's a big step for this community. People are now buying and selling and using technology as services. And you can do it with data. And in fact, to many points that were previously made, you can do it in a highly secure way. One of the other things we're doing is we're investing in our community. So we have a lot of media customers. I've kind of name-dropped Sony, Warner Brothers. If you're in the Valley, you know Disney stuff we've been doing for years. And we're actually now investing in all of that, in all of you, to make a community. So if you're interested in this kind of conversation, we actually have some books and some cards, and we're trying to bring together a community that's just dedicated to this conversation. And I know I'm going through a lot of stuff. We have a partner here, Brillosoft, and they're taking this idea, this 360 view, and they're saying, hey, what happens if you could do that for your fans? Could you understand your audience? Could you understand what is actually happening out there in the world, and how might that affect your business and your business planning and your strategy? I know I've got a lot. And then we're actually going back, and I didn't tell the story here because I want you guys to come and join me next week and talk with Jason Lambert. So Jason runs the archive at Sony Pictures, and he has been doing a fantastic job creating granular metadata, very, very granular metadata about who's in what scene and what's happening. And one of his biggest problems was kind of the opposite. He got the permission to make data the new oil and make the investment, and he wasn't able to really show people what it meant, and so we helped him with that. We created a little app that kind of talks about the data village, and we're going to talk through that. Jason's a great resource for the community, and I just want to highlight that. So maybe if we really think about this picture again, and we think about how easy it looks, but maybe it isn't actually that hard. Maybe with some connections and smarts and semantics and the right kind of data pattern, we can actually get that oil out and make good on that investment in data. So thanks.
Matt Turner, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Bringing the energy, bringing the vision.